Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoff, and today I am speaking with Dr. K. Manny Chandy, the Simon Ramel Professor of Computer Science at the California Institute of Technology, where he has been a professor since 1989. Today we're going to discuss event-driven architecture, which Manny will also be discussing in depth at eBizQ's SOA in Action virtual conference, which is coming this October 28th and 29th. Thank you so much for joining me today, Manny.
A pleasure.
Now, first of all, can you just give me a brief history of event-driven architecture?
Yeah, event-driven architecture, or EDA, has two parents. One is enterprise application integration, and the other is sense and response systems. So the first parent, EAI, has an emphasis on loose coupling. So client-server systems primarily use request-reply mechanisms to communicate. The client makes a request, and the server replies. And often, the request-reply interaction is transactional. By contrast, interactions in EDA are asynchronous. An agent sends a message or deposits an item of data in a repository, and the creator of the data object does not make a request to a specific service for an action. The creator just deposits the message, the data object, in some place. And clients or servers or requesters get that information and then respond appropriately. So EDA appears in the 1970s in message queuing systems and later in enterprise service buses, and this is the EAI parent. The other parent is sense and respond. So sense and respond systems detect critical events and respond to them in a time-sensitive manner. And developers of defense systems have been pioneers in this area. In the last decade, many companies have developed sense and respond applications in finance, particularly in trading. Now, however, sense and response systems are being used in every aspect of life, including management of water, food, energy, security, health, and so on. So that's where EDA came from.
Interesting. Now, probably what a lot of our readers are thinking about is what are the differences between EDA and SOA?
Well, so EDA and SOA are complementary. The SOA, in its abstract definition, is a modular architecture. So the emphasis on modularity, and the modules encapsulate services. However, almost all discussions about how services are invoked in SOA are couched in terms of client-server request reply. The fundamental principles of modularity in SOA apply to EDA as well. So if we think in terms of modularity, they're very complementary architectures. As we said earlier, the emphasis of EDA is on asynchrony. So producers of information put data objects into space, and consumers are given copies of data objects relevant to them. The emphasis is on the asynchronous communication. And there are many different ways of connecting producers and consumers. So EDA is different from SOA for those people who define SOA primarily in terms of synchronous request-reply client-server interactions. EDA is complementary to SOA for those people who think of SOA primarily in terms of a modular architecture where the modules encapsulate different types of services.
Gotcha. Now, I would imagine an enterprise listening to this probably wants just to know, so exactly what are the cost benefits of EDA as compared to SOA?
Well, there are several costs and benefits to EDA. Some of them apply to SOA as well. So Roy Schulte and I classify them using the acronym REACTS, R-E-A-C-T-S, after the first letters of each category. And I'll just run through them very quickly. So R is for relevance. So data pushed to you by an EDA application may not be relevant to what you are doing at that point. For example, you may be interrupted by an alert about an issue in marketing while you're immersed in solving an engineering problem. In this case, the alert is a distraction. It's even a nuisance. The problem is that the EDA application doesn't know your current context. It's guessing what your context is. By contrast, in request-reply interactions, the server doesn't need to estimate the client's context because the client specifies exactly what the client wants. the benefit of EDA, the benefit of asynchrony here, is that the system is continuously working on your behalf without your asking it to do something for you. That's R. E is for effort, and that's the amount of effort that the business user has to invest to get the quality of application that helps the business user make decisions. And again, I want to emphasize how important the business user is in actually using an EDA application. It's primarily for business and not primarily for IT. A is for the accuracy of the data. For example, a false positive warning, an inaccurate warning about a tsunami will result in beaches being cleared unnecessarily, and a false positive warning about fraud will cause credit cards to be suspended unnecessarily. C is for completeness. You must gain complete situation awareness from the data pushed to you. The system must help ensure that the CFO is aware of serious fraud. It must ensure that IT is aware of intrusion into its network. And that's where C comes in. T is for timeliness, and of course, there's not much to be said about that. And S is for security. So security is particularly important in EDA applications because these applications make entrance into the business system available to multiple points. So the smart grid is a good example of an EDA application where the grid has connections to homes and all across the country, and potential hackers can enter the network through these multiple points. Now, if you compare the React categories to those in SOA, you get similar things, but not as intensely present in SOA as in EDA.
Very interesting. Now, do you see the use of EDA becoming widespread in enterprises?
Yes, indeed I do, for several reasons. Again, I use an acronym to remember these reasons. The acronym is PC cubed. So price, pervasiveness, and performance are part of the technology push, and connectedness, celerity, speed, and complexity are part of the consumer pull. And I'll just run through them again very briefly. So the price of data sources, whether they're sensors or RSS feeds or other kinds of data sources, is getting very low, even vanishingly small. A lot of them are free. For example, the price of an accelerometer might have been a couple of $100 a few years ago, and it's now in the $80 range because they're being used in cell phones and laptops and many other places. So prices of data sources are coming down. They're also getting pervasive. They're all over the place. And the kinds of sources, whether you're looking for news, articles, information about celebrities, blogs, they're pervasive. They're everywhere. The performance of these devices and computers, as you know, are always getting better. So that's the three P's. Now, the C's that are driving the consumer to ask for more. So one is connectedness. I mean, the consumer is connected by a cell phone, laptops, all over the U.S., indeed all over the world. Celerity, they're expecting much quicker response from business, much quicker response from each other. So in places like Facebook, they're keeping track of what each other is doing all the time. And those expectations carry over from social networks to business. And finally, they're looking for much more complex kinds of interactions, much more complex kinds of events. Of course, in finance, we see really complex events where you're trying to detect patterns of stock prices and relate them to commodity prices. But you also see complex events in consumer applications where you'd like to know when a given item becomes cheap on one vendor versus another. And there's expectations from the community, the consumer community, about these three things, connectedness, celerity, and complexity. So these collections of things, these PC cube things, push for price, pervasiveness, performance, and demand for connectedness, celerity, and complexity will keep driving use of EDA, both in the enterprise and the consumer space.
Excellent to know. Now, exactly what do you see for the future of both EDA and SOA?
I see a great opportunity for both in the next, 20 years, starting now. And again, I want to emphasize that I see EDA and SOI as complementary. And I really see them being used in all aspects of daily life. I mean, management of food, water, energy, health, security, and logistics. And I can go through each of them in some detail. And what I call smart systems, a lot of talk about smart systems. And smart system architectures are fundamentally based on principles from EDA and SOA. And the benefits of these event-driven applications will be directly visible to the business. They'll be directly visible to the customer. And so I think acceptance of these applications and demand for these applications will grow virally. And so I see a great future for them.
That's excellent to know, and it'll be definitely worthwhile to keep our eye on it. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Dr. K. Manny Chandy. To those listening, I recommend you pick up Manny's book, Event Processing, Designing IT Systems for Agile Companies. And also make sure you check out eBizQ's upcoming SOA in Action virtual conference. Thank you so much for joining me today, Manny.
My pleasure.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.